Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vendetta Cast, episode number 16, with your host, Digga Bruckshot, aka Adam Fisher on Facebook, mostly known as Adam Fisher on Facebook. I decided it was a good time to jump back into the podcast game. I haven't done one in many months. The last one was in October. You know, shit got weird and I just was like not motivated to do it. And I was really focused on just getting my business in order and not really, just not really inspired or motivated to do the shit. But now that we have a new president, I have never loved America more, and I am so inspired by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their love for America and what they're going to do for this country. So I decided I was going to come back in the game and do a little inauguration special. So here I am, man. Digga Bruckshot, aka Adam Fisher on Facebook, mostly known as Adam Fisher, and this is it, dude. I'm fucking here. We can get back into this maybe. I don't know. I don't want to say, because last time I did a podcast, I said I was going to do that and then I didn't do it. And then now I'm here. So I don't want to make any false prophecies. As usual, I have no fucking script. I have nothing written down. I am just drinking beer and smoking pot and thinking. I've been thinking about doing another podcast for so long, but I just like, I just wasn't in the vibe, man. So tonight I just got a little fucking loose and I was like, fuck it, let's do a little inauguration special, man, for the peeps, for the peeps that listen, you know. So yeah, dude, this is it. We're here. Excuse me. Joe Biden is now the president. Donald Trump is gone. Donald Trump is no longer can exist on the internet. And yeah, that's where we're at. We're going to see what happens, man. We're going to see what happens. We're not going to freak out. Joe Biden is the president. And we'll see how long he lasts. I think many people know that he's not very well. And honestly, he was like slurring his words at his fucking speech. I watched a couple clips of it. And I'm like, this guy like is still just like can't really talk. You know, like he's not all there. And all these people on social media, dude, that are like blasting like all this like inspirational shit about Joe Biden. It's like, spare me the fucking theatrics, man. No pun in fucking intended. But spare me the theatrics, man. Joe Biden is no savior. Joe Biden is no change. No, Joe Biden is no Obama, okay? I have my issues with Obama's policies and whatever the fuck. But Joe Biden, I mean, Barack Obama was like, I mean, you had to just accept it. You know what I mean? He was too smooth with it and he just killed it, really. Like on that end of shit. Joe Biden is a fucking doof, man. Everyone knows that shit. So I don't think it's genuine to be out here, you know, blasting your support for Joe Biden, man. When many of the people that are doing that now weren't doing that when he was running, like not even during the election, like not even during like, you know, when he'd be doing his little press conferences from the basement and shit. Nobody was like posting clips of that, like, oh, that's right, man, that's my president. That's my president. But now that's their president. You know what I mean? And that's cool, dude. He's my president too. He's my president too, guys. for the haters in the back, he's my president too. Resist, resist. You're not going to see me posting hashtag resist or hashtag not my president. He's my president, dude. He's the person that was elected. Wink, wink. We elected this man, this 78-year-old man with Alzheimer's, to have power and control of the world's strongest and most technologically advanced military. It's fine. People said that shit was crazy to give Trump that access, but that's fair enough. I just think that you should be awake if you're making those decisions. That's just me personally. Yeah, that's really the long and the short of it there. I mean, what else is there to say? So, anyway, moving on from that, man. Joe Biden is the guy. So we're gonna rock with it. So we're just gonna deal. Gonna move on from this topic. And let's hope that we don't sell the country to China, which it probably already has been. And I don't know. We'll wait for Kamala Harris to be inaugurated as well. Maybe we'll do another inauguration special for Kamala Harris. It's very strange doing a podcast again. I haven't done a podcast in so long now. It's been like since October. So I feel a little weird and a little like not in the groove of it. So don't mind me. But yeah, the Vendetta cast is making a comeback. Maybe. If I get two episodes under my belt, if I get this one and then another one, I can get back in the groove, man. But yeah, it got weird. It just got weird. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette. My wife's gonna be mad. Smoking in the basement. Smoking in the basement. That's not a song, is it? Well, moving on. I mean, when are the clubs going to open back up? I haven't been paying attention to anything drum and bass related, if I'm honest, but I'd still like to know when clubs can be open and people can go to shows and shit. Who knows? We'll see. I did want to say rest in peace to Brent Liminal. It was really kind of shocking news when I heard that. I know it was a couple weeks ago now. But it was very, like, it was really shocking news. Me and Brent kind of had some misunderstandings the last couple months. Nothing like interpersonal, really. Just like political bullshit, really. Facebook shit. And we kind of squashed it. Actually, SS was the one who like got us on a message thread together and was like, yo, you guys need to squash this beef, if I'm perfectly honest with the whole shit. But so we kind of squashed it for the most part. And then I hadn't heard from him, you know? And the next thing I hear is that. And it's really sad, man. So I want to say rest in peace to Brent Liminal, and you know, prayers out to all his family and friends and everyone that knew him and shit, man. It's a hard thing to take, man. He's a young dude. And I knew him for years, man. And, yeah. It's wild. It's not cool. But, I don't know. I knew he had his probs. And, actually, he had me at a gig in Asheville. And he actually, I brought my mom to that gig. And my mom spoke to him like the whole night in the green room with him and shit. Just about what he had going on. My mom's like a drug counselor or whatever. And yeah, man. So he was like, he just always, you could tell that he just didn't want to be, you know, dealing with what he was dealing with, but he was always trying to do the right thing anyway, at least. So yeah, shout out to Brent Liminal, man. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say on that. I haven't seen much else about that. Like, I haven't seen, like, I guess it's hard to do all the memorial plans and shit with COVID or whatever. So, but hopefully COVID will be over now, since we have Joe Biden in office and all the mayors and Lori Lightfoot, Beetlejuice herself, and Cuomo saying, we got to open up the economy, man. We can't keep doing this, man. Our restaurants are going to be dead, man. We can't keep doing this, man. We have to open the economy, man. That's what they're saying now, which is cute. Unbelievable. Absolutely unfucking believable, mate. You fucking what? Yeah, I mean, bro, how can you? I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious, the whole trickery and the fuckery of this election. The whole thing is just a drama, man. It's just like, it's unreal. Oh, now we gotta open the economy? Now we gotta do it because the election shit is over? I mean, it's such bullshit. It's such bullshit. Everybody knows, motherfuckers. We all know what is going on at this point. We're waiting for the fucking aliens. I'm waiting for the fucking aliens, dude. I want the aliens to come down. The aliens. I want the aliens to come down and fucking say, look, guys, shit's about to get real. And all of humanity unites together. That's what I fucking want. That's what I'm hoping for. And that's what I'm praying for. All the fucking UFO motherfuckers that are on Joe Rogan's podcast, I'm listening to every single one of them. And I'm getting all my information from them. And the aliens are coming. And that is what is going to unite humanity. Because we need a common enemy. Bang. That's happening. Trust me. It's fucking coming, dude. That's why in that fucking COVID relief bill, they said you have to release all the alien fucking 411 in this bill in 180 days or whatever the fuck. Some shit like that. I have no facts. I have no data. I never do. I just say whatever I think is real. And that's it. It might not be real. It could be real. Who knows? But that's where it starts and ends. If I saw it and I read it, it's real. I don't care about your facts. I don't care about your Wikipedia page. Fuck you. It's real. Boom. Bastic. Stick it in a casket. Mask it or casket. A tisket, a tasket. Okay? Mask it or casket, bitch. That's it. So, are we going to do this 100-day mask mandate? What is that supposed to mean? That every time I step out of my house, if I step my foot out the door, I gotta have a fucking mask on. Yikes. Shit's about to get real weird if that's the case. Because people are gonna get beat up in the street for not wearing a mask. I live on a street, like I live on a corner in a busy neighborhood. If I'm cutting my grass, I have to have a mask on. Mask it or grass it. If you're cutting the grass, wear a mask. That's what they're going to have. They're going to have a sign that says, if you're cutting your grass, you must wear a mask. That's going to be the sign near the lawnmowers at Home Depot. There's going to be like a little station that you can go to get a mask. With a guy pushing a lawnmower wearing a mask. You know, like the little stick figure motherfucker. Yeah. It's going to be like that. Well, I'm celebrating, okay? I'm celebrating. You hear me drinking beers. I'm celebrating the inauguration of my president, Joseph R. Biden. We are going to solve the racial inequalities in America. We're going to make everyone equal pay. And we are just going to destroy competition because that is the way forward. If you don't have any competition, nobody does shit. Sorry. That's true though, right? That's kind of how it goes. If you have no gold medal to chase, what's the point in competing? Boom. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, cunt. Yeah. I love all these people in the drum and bass scene, too. Like, these virtue signaling fucking pricks. God, man, we see through it, man, for the most part. Most people do. I see straight through it. Like a fucking laser. But a lot of people want to just play the game. This fucking guy on CNN is like, the lights at the Lincoln Memorial. They look like metaphorically like Joe Biden's arms, like grasping America and just healing is what we need right now. And America is on the brink of a white supremacist takeover, and those lights represent Joe Biden's arms. Those arms are grasping America, hoping for a better day. Fuck off. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Oh my God. It has gotten to peak levels instantly. Okay? When I say instantly, I mean instantly. The second this cunt put his old brown spotted hand on that fucking big ass Bible, it was a wrap. Instantly. Joe Biden and Jill Biden's marriage is really like a metaphor for America. It's a real love story. You know, much like Michelle Obama and Barack Obama's relationship was a way for America to just feel good about itself. I mean, the dribble that they fucking, I mean, they talk to the American people like we are infants. I don't know if anybody's caught on to that yet. They speak to us through the media and the news media like we're infants. Okay? Even if you look at like local news media, like I was watching this thing from this guy, Ryan Long. Was it Ryan Long? I'm not sure who the fuck it was, but it was about like all the New Year's resolution clips from like local news. And like everything is like, you know, do you think you're going to lose your New Year's resolution this year? Blah, 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 blah. Here's the steps that can make it not happen. Like that. Like, and that's what they do with the media, like the national, like mainstream media. They just say, like, they just talk to you like, you know, Joe Biden is healing America. Oh, no, motherfucker. No, he's not. Number one, no, he's not. And number two, like, who the fuck are you talking to like that? Who the fuck are you talking to like that, bro? Why are you talking to me like that? That's how I would say, like, that's how I would respond to that if the person was standing in front of me talking to me like that. I'd be like, why are you talking like that? Do you think that you're going to lose your New Year's resolution this year? Here's 7 tips that makes it not happen. You got fucking problems, man. You need to go take a fucking Xanax and not talk to me like that ever again. That would be my response to that. But that's just me. I've kind of gone on a complete ramble on that one, but yeah, it is what it is. We're doing the do, man. We're back, episode 16 of the Vendetta Cast, my president special. You know, we're not going to be these maniacs running around with the hashtag resist, hashtag not my president, all that shit. Don't remember if I already said that on this podcast or the take I did before this, because I did a take before this that I did it for about 8 minutes and I was like, holy shit, I sound like a fucking douche. I shouldn't even do a fucking podcast. Who the fuck do you think you are doing a podcast? You're a cunt, you're a cunt, you're a cunt. And then I had another beer and I was like, fuck it, let's do it live, is what I said. So now I'm 22 minutes in and I don't give a fuck, okay? Okay? These are the rambles of a fucking maniac at this point. But I love doing podcasts and I love expressing myself. And I haven't in a while. And I've felt that I needed to, honestly. I have felt this pressure building inside of me that I needed to do this. So once President Biden was elected, I thought, this is my moment. I can be myself. All right. Sorry. I won't do that again. Yeah. I haven't even seen I haven't seen a lot of like things drum and bass related, honestly. I had so many close confidants just delete me because I was no longer of use to them. I was no longer of use to them. So they fucked off into the fucking woods. Yeah, they did, honestly. They really did. They're like, oh, Digger can't get me on World Drum Bass no more. I don't want to fuck with that guy. Oh, you fucking cunts. It's all good, dude. I'm not even stressed, man. We're living La Vida Loca in this bitch. We're making change. Not the Obama kind of change. I'm talking about Ching Chang. Ching Chang Chong. Not the Asian kind of Ching Chang Chong either. The fucking money kind of Ching Chang Chong. Oh no, he's racist. Did you hear what he said? He said Ching Chang Chong. Fuck off. You know that's coming next. He said Ching Chang Chong on his podcast. He's a fucking racist. He said Ching Chang Chong on his fucking podcast. He's a fucking racist. It's a new rap song. He said Ching Chang Chong on his fucking song. He's a fucking racist. This is a weird podcast, dude. This is like straight up just me talking absolute nonsense. I'm fully aware of that, man. So anybody who wants to fucking challenge the sword, dude, and fucking jump on a comment and say, he just talks nonsense. I know that, dude. I know that. That's the fucking point. This is not for educational purposes, motherfucker. So if you're looking for that, suck a dick and fuck off.
Take a Brook shot is so fucking gay. He's such a fucking dick, man.
Nah, dude, you know what's gay? You know what's fucking lame? All right, not gay, like, you know how I'm saying gay, dude. I'm saying gay like Louis C.K., how he says gay. You know, when he did that faggot bit. I don't want anybody to get offended, because that's not what I'm saying. I forgot what I was even going to say, but... it's all good. We're doing it. Fuck it. We're doing it live. We're doing it fucking live. And I don't have topics, man. So I did see Bill Clinton sleeping at the fucking inauguration. That was cute. This guy can't fucking stay awake for the life of him either. All of them. George Bush there chilling with fucking the Clintons and shit. I mean, it's all a game, people. Does anyone understand that now? Trump was like, when he got in, that was the last like real election, because if they were rigging it then, they would have never let him get in. So that shows you that there was some validity to it at least 4 or 5 years ago. But now I've seen shit that I would say there's fraud. Obviously the mail-in ballot shit was fraud, was fraudulent from the get. There's lots of fucking crazy shit. It doesn't make sense. Joe Biden fucking didn't leave his basement. I'm burping. Sorry. Joe Biden fucking, you know, this guy was doing caps on his press for weeks. Like, he'll do a whole week, 5 days, no press. Like, crazy shit. Because they knew the fix was in, man. They knew the fix was in, bro. Do you think they knew the fix was in? Let me know in the comments below. Don't have any comments on this, but when I post it on Facebook, there will be comments. Let me know. Let me know in the comments below. Do you think the fix was in, or do you think that this was legitimate? Joe Biden is the most popular president in American history. I mean, think about that statement. Seriously, think about that fucking statement and come back to me with a fucking logical answer. There is no way on God's green earth that fucking Joe Biden was a more popular, more voted for president than Barack Obama. No. No, no, no. You know it. I know it. Everyone fucking knows it. Everyone's pretending that they don't know it. Well, everyone on that side is pretending they don't know it. Come on, man. Keep shit real and we'll be good. But when you try to like this whole, they just gaslight. They just tell you, they show you something and they tell you you're not seeing it. The whole like peaceful protest in front of the fire, like the building on fire. I mean, dude, even if you're gonna lie, at least lie well, you know? It's incredible. They think that people, well, the thing is that the people on that side, they don't really see that shit. They just see the headlines. They don't see the actual facts of any stories. They just see the headlines and they're just like, oh my God, fucking Roseanne fucking hates everyone. She's a cunt. Cancel her show. You know, it's crazy, man. Anyways, man, we're going to wind it down, man. I did 30 minutes, man. Vendetta Cast, episode number 16. My president, I salute you. I hope you don't fuck this country up. And we'll see what the fuck happens, man. Maybe I'll get on the next one. I don't really know, but I don't want to do too much more than 30 minutes. It gets boring because I'm a fucking boring cunt. And we'll see you on the next one, man. Episode 17. Maybe I'll get it in next week. Maybe I won't. Who knows? I'm a fucking piece of shit. So God bless America. God bless Joe Biden, and I can't wait for President Harris to take charge. Love you, bye.